edition of Hip Hop You Don't Stop, ending the summer on a high note with a weekend full of performances, art showcases, dance battles, and community gathering. Featured artists include Mackie Lavender, Miriam Sassy, Remy Picasso, Shades Lawrence, DJ Pro-V, and more. It's all going down Friday, September 16th to Sunday, September 18th, and it's all free. Visit linktree.com/HHYDS Montreal for more information and stay connected, because hip hop doesn't stop here. Hip Hop You Don't Stop is brought to you with the support of Canadian Heritage and La Ville de Montréal, a CKUT co-presentation.
From September 28th to October 2nd, 2022, Pop Symposium brings festival goers a complete 5-day program of panel discussions, creative workshops, artist talks, and networking events, free and open to all at the Rialto Hall. Every year, we gather at Pop Montreal's Symposium and tackle the big questions around music, communities, and the forces that shape our cultural engagement, encouraging new connections between local and international artists, industry, and fans. Pop Symposium welcomes artists and industry like Tamara Lindemann of The Weather Station, Echo Award winner Amy McDonald, R&B soul singer Tika, singer-songwriter Cedric Noel, and many more. Visit Pop Montreal for more information.
get turbo tired when you get proud, just like I am now. I've been waiting around, waiting for honey to drip down our walls, down to the floor, like it did once before. And you're soft slipping mud in my hands. Then I get to talking like that. Newfound peace in my past. So who am I to say you can't? Get it wrong sometimes, keeping you up through the night, but I know you can feel it. You're hungry, believe it, baby. Oh, I get it wrong sometimes, keeping you up through the night.
Yeah. she is and she's not what she's not. She says what she means and she does what she wants. She is what she is and she's not what she's not. She says what she means and she does what she wants. She is what she is and she's not what she's not. She's got nice thighs and she knows how to fly it. She is who she is and she's not what she's not. Yeah, everything different about her is hot. I just wanna play her back, know she likes that. Touch attack mine while she rides and she looks back. All these guys messaging, looking for a free snack. I'd rather be with her, you're a creep, yeah, I mean that. I just wanna play her back, know she likes that. Touch attack mine while she rides and she looks back. All these guys messaging, looking for a free snack. I'd rather be with her, you're a creep, yeah, I mean that. She is what she is and she's not what she's not. She says what she means, she does what she wants. She is what she is and she's not what she's not. Yeah, she makes a cute sound when you suck on her. She is what she is and she's not what she's not. She's got nice eyes and she knows how to flaunt. She is what she is and she's not what she's not. Yeah, everything different about her is hot. She likes that. Touch attack mom while she rides and she leans back. All these guys messaging, looking for a free snack. I'd rather be with her, you're a creep, yeah, I mean that. I just wanna play her back, no, she likes that. Touch attack mom while she rides and she leans back. All these guys messaging, looking for a free snack. I'd rather be with her, you're a creep, yeah, I mean that. I just wanna play her back, no, she likes that. Touch attack mom while she rides and she leans back. All these guys messaging, looking for a free snack. I'd rather be with her, you're a creep, yeah, I mean that. I just wanna play her back, no, she likes that. Touch attack mom while she rides and she leans back. This guy's messaging, looking for a free snack. I'd rather be with her, you're a creep, yeah, I mean that.
Controlam tua destina. no se consolan. Teu Insta vídeo conta uma história de uma outra noite intoxicante, desequilíbrio, melancolia de um outro dia arruinado. Ah não, eu já não quero mais. Ah não, eu já não quero não.
Da merda, languidez e amnésia, o medo de esquecer tudo. Todos ávidos irracionais, querendo mais tóxicos.
Tua euforia, drogas, vício, não se controlam. Tua descida, retirada, não se consola. Teu Insta vídeo conta uma história de uma outra noite intoxicante, desequilíbrio na melancolia de um outro dia arruinado. Ah não, eu já não quero mais. Ah não, eu já não quero não.
Welcome back to the Free Kick Radio Show right here on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal, CKUT.ca all over the world. My name is Malcolm and it's always a thrill to be with you doing my monthly guest DJ set appearance on the show. And this month I'm playing a whole bunch of local artists who are playing at the Pop Montreal Music Festival coming up this coming week. We just heard Sprelua, hopefully I'm pronouncing that right. Their new record is called Magnum Dopus, love the title, and that song is called Intoxicado. They're performing at the Midnight Show Thursday, September 29th at Piccolo Rialto, opening for Ada Kak. Strong promise of an epic night there. Previous to that, we heard Magbeda performing at Casa del Popolo on September 29th with her single called The Place. Sable preceded that with a single called Estradiol Shot with a Long Needle. Love Language from the record Trying to Reach You gave us Design. And Sasha K with a single called Comedy. Sasha K, Love Language, and Sable are all performing on September 28th at Ursa. Before that, we heard Knitting from their self-titled record with a song called Baby Carrots. Knitting is performing September 29th at Bar La Ritz PDB. Before Knitting, we heard Do My Do Nai, some Ukrainian and other sounds from all around the world based here in Montreal. A new single called Povitria Para. And Shayna Hayes, from her recent album To Coax a Waltz, gave us a song called Mud. Shayna Hayes and Do My Dunai are performing September 28th at Lesco Griff. Allo Fantôme preceded that from their self-titled record with a song called Edgar. They're playing September 28th at Quai des Brumes. And we began the set with Thania Iyer from her new record called Rest, a song called New Kind of Swim. Thania Iyer is actually doing two shows on September 29th, a free show at noon at the Jardin Gamelin downtown, and on September 29th at Le Ministère. One of the shows I'm most excited about at the festival is by Pax, a very, very talented and prolific singer-songwriter, Madeline Link, who I was excited to find out now calls Montreal home. So we can claim her for ourselves for a little bit anyway. Yeah, her band is called Pax, and she is performing at Casa del Popolo on September 30th on a showcase for Royal Mountain Records. I'm going to play a song from the new Pax record entitled Whoa, called Who Will It Be? And following that, you're going to hear a short interview that I did with Madeline. So stay tuned for it right here on the Free Kick on CKUT.
There's two hearts breaking in her life, a friend of mine and me. Who will it be? This friend of mine and me. I love her and he loves her too. Time is nearing, she will choose.
Understand that you are now a local Montreal artist.
Yeah. I live here now.
How did that come about?
I've always loved Montreal, and basically I was living with my parents for a year after living in Toronto for like 7 years, and I knew I couldn't afford Toronto, but also didn't want to live there anymore, so yeah, it just like made sense to move to Montreal.
Gotcha. So Pax as a project is something that you have been doing for quite a number of years, right?
Yes.
Can you tell me a little bit about the background of it and how it got started?
Yeah, I've been making music like under the name Pax since I was about 16, but it was spelled P-A-X, and it was just me, like, after school, getting home, playing the drums, recording stuff, inspired by all my favorite, like, surf rock, and, like, Beatles-type bands, and then, I got together with my bandmates in like 2018 to play live shows and like play more fleshed out songs. And we've been chilling ever since.
That's cool. And what was behind changing the name or the spelling of the band?
We had to change it when we signed to our labels because they were under the idea that there was another more successful act called PAX, P-A-X. And they're like, yeah, you're going to have to think of something else. So for months, like a couple months at least before, like, you know, we were signing and all this stuff. And I was like, oh my God, what are we going to change it to? And I came up with like the stupidest name in the world. And then I was just like, let's just change the spelling.
So wait, when you say you came up with the stupidest name in the world, that's a name you didn't use?
Oh yeah. Yes. Stupidest names, plural. Like I made lists upon lists. Like people would say two words. And I would be like, oh, maybe that could be a good name, you know? Like,
sure.
Everything sounds like a possibility when you're desperately searching.
Yeah. Well, that's funny. I mean, because I don't know too much, but I've never heard of the other packs. But at any rate, you know, you basically got to have your cake and eat it too by just changing the spelling of the name, right?
Exactly. Well, yeah. Originally, PAX, I learned about PAX Romana in history class, and so PAX is the Latin word for peace, so mm-hmm. I just thought it was a really cool, pleasant word that evokes, like, good vibes.
Yeah, for sure. And then PAX, P-A-C-K-S, is just kind of, like, mysterious because it could mean so many different things.
Yes, exactly.
So the last time that I saw you guys play was a few years ago, and it was at a loft party. And when we were chatting afterwards, you sort of downplayed your involvement in the music business per se. You said that, you know, you were kind of in it just for fun or for creativity. And then subsequently to that, like, as you mentioned before, you've signed to not one, but two cool record labels. You've done tons of touring. You're putting out records a lot. Did anything change, or are you just going along with the flow of things?
Still just going along with the flow. My motivations to behind PAX have not changed since I was. I mean, I like to think that they haven't changed since I was like just making music. Like after school, because it's just, I just write the songs whenever they come to me, and then my bandmates add stuff to them, and I tell them, like, I just have to remind them sometimes when things get, like, maybe overly complicated or whatever, that, you know, as long as we're having fun, we'll keep doing it, and then if it becomes not fun, then that's like when we'll stop. But so far we've been just enjoying ourselves, so nothing has changed since we were chatting in that backyard.
Well, that's good to know. So you talked a bit about how it started as a solo project and now you have a band. Has it been a pretty solid lineup?
Yeah, it's been the same three guys since 2018. They're like a package deal. I can't really, like, I couldn't really move forward as PAX without all three of them.
Why not?
I met them all together. They were in a band in BC and then in Toronto called Lover's Touch together.
Uh-huh.
And so they've been writing music together since, like, day one. And the way that they're able to add to the songs that I write is like, part of why the sound of PAX sounds the way it does is because, like, they have a chemistry together. And then, like, they understand my songwriting structure and are able to, I don't know, synergize themselves to fit the way that I like to write my songs.
That's awesome. So you guys did a pretty huge tour, was it last year or earlier this year?
Yes, it was in April.
Yeah, so how did that go? What can you tell me about your experience?
It made us want to quit our jobs and never not make money off of touring. I mean, we didn't make a living off of touring, but I think all of us felt like we experienced a lifestyle that is conducive to artists,
mm-hmm.
like, and writing music and enjoying yourself. I mean, it was obviously, there was like some horrendous moments, like several horrendous moments, but I think like the amazing experiences like definitely outweighed the bad times. And it was interesting to readjust to like life as it was before, like just going back to like what we did before. Like, yeah, it was really awesome. And we got to know the guys from Good Morning, and like just were in awe of their set every single night. Like, we didn't want to miss their set because every single night they changed the set list order, and they would bring up old songs and always play something different. And we were so impressed and inspired by Good Morning as a band and as people.
That's great. So your record, Take the Cake, came out in 2021, which is a full band record. And then you have a more recent record that's more of a solo acoustic thing.
Mm-hmm.
You seem like you're prolific. You even put out a B-sides collection in the interim. Do you have more stuff coming up?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. What can you tell our listeners about what you have coming up?
I honestly should have asked the label what I can say and what I can't say. But I can say that there is so many things that are about to happen that you're going to have lots of things to listen to soon. I don't know.
Well, that's great. Can you got a show coming up at Pop Montreal on September 30th at Casa. Anything we should know about that?
Yeah, it's a showcase show with the Canadian label, with Royal Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just me and my label mates, and we're gonna be having a good time. And actually, I'm excited about this show because my coworker at the painting job that I have,
mm-hmm.
he's a graphic designer on the side and like a video artist. So he is gonna be making some projections. I'm not sure what the subject matter is gonna be. I just asked him to make some projections for the show, and so there's going to be some fun visual elements as well that I'm excited about.
Amazing. And then you have another show coming up in October. Can you tell us a little bit about that one?
Yes. Is that one at the Fairmount?
I believe so, yeah.
Theater? Yeah, and we're going to be opening for Fleece, who is a Montreal band as well.
Great. Well,
yes.
Madeline, you know, I'm a big fan of your music, and I'm so happy to know that you are now gracing Montreal with your presence, and we look forward to these shows and all the stuff you have coming up. Before we go, are there any other bands or artists that you're loving these days that you'd like to hear on the show?
Oh my gosh. I love Magi Merlin, another Montreal artist that I got to see at South By mm-hmm. this past spring.
Yeah.
She's doing some really cool music. And also another South By, like, happy coincidence, whatever. Like, I just happened upon him. His name is Young Morpheus. He's a rapper. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you can play like explicit content on your radio show.
Oh yeah.
Okay, so Young Morpheus is probably my like favorite artist at the moment, as well as another South by artist that I saw. Her name is Renee Reed. Young Morpheus and Renee Reed and Majai Merlin, like seeing all of them live and then hearing all of their recorded music, like it just made me excited about playing live music and about just like amazing artists that have music in their soul. So those are my top three recommendations.
Great. Well, I'm going to try to hunt them down. Well, thanks so much for talking to me, and I look forward to seeing your shows.
And thank you for having me. Up. Yeah.
That was my interview with Madeline Link of the band Pax. Check them out at Casa del Popolo on September 30th as part of Pop Montreal. There's a lot of great artists playing that I didn't have time to get to. Cedric Noel is doing a free show on the same night, September 30th. Sheena Coe is performing. Ada Kak, as I mentioned earlier, Sister Nancy. It's a pretty great lineup. So hopefully you can get out and check some of it out. So by Madeline's request, I'm going to conclude with three songs from her chosen artists. Renee Reed with the title track from her record J'ai Rêvé. Magi Merlin from Gone Girl is giving us Free Grills. Magi Merlin is also playing at Pop Montreal September 30th at the Fairmount. And we're going to conclude with Young Morpheus, a recent single of his called Left Field Mad Hat. My name is Malcolm. Thank you so much for listening to The Free Kick. I'll be talking to you again in about 1 month's time right here on CKUT.
Free grills in a real real fast. Keep me talking on the mic, then lays back. No effort when I'm counting the stacks. You got me spaced out, you on a roll right now. I keep telling you to leave, but yo, your car's still out. That's my name, though, I'm on a bankroll. Soft bitches always got me feeling like you. Magic's easy when Merlin's game. Shots get fired when I'm in range. Race so stupid, it failed again. Again, again. Run, you coward, it's no man's game. Licking booster won't get you fame. Aw, did you get kicked out again? Again, and again. My paper beats your plastic any day. You give, I'll take and take. Is this really the game you wanna play? Bitch, hey. Something's buzzing, the brain's on in my face. Who's Maggie, say my name. Eat you up and I won't even leave a taste. Just sleep it off, baby. Nice shirt stain on the car, love. Just like a pop star. Drunker than you thought, huh? I'll take another one, he's got the check.
Effective on radio after midnight.
He took the money, didn't send you a verse. Everybody don't deserve a piece, plenty of works. You might have to make changes till you dead in the dirt. Patiently cashing checks off of 71st. Loud mouth honking, now floating out and we hawking. I bust my queen cheeks, wipe the seat off it. Had a couple options, made it work with a flurry of sheets. They watch a devilish man murder the weak. Fire in the pits, cussing lamb, serving the fleece. Bottom of the map, word of mouth, disturbing the peace. Auntie mom-in-law lost her life, straight bullet. You ain't down to pay the price if you can't pull it. Yesterday been left, feel like Stanley Clark. Took a late night stroll, way past the park. As the wheel turned, he feel most at peace after dark. The wheel turned, he feel most at peace after dark. Took a late night stroll, walk way past the park. As the wheel turned, he feel... Word. Slid through from the left field, talking to itself about what he on next week. Word travel like grapevine, make less speak. Baseball spliff on the cap of the mad hat. Keep your eyeballs to the right, I don't pass shit. Chestnut Hill making pack do backflips. At the crib bumping Ray Long smash this. Triple with the back tuck, riddles in the passages. You bought mid with the off-brand packaging. Couldn't stay long, think the pale toes after him. Made a play to get the bank roll back again. I made a play to get the bank roll back. Back again as the wheel turned, he for most of peace after dark. As that wheel turned, most of peace after dark. Took a late night stroll, walk way past the park. As the wheel turned, I feel most of peace. Uh-huh.
Votent de moins en moins. Alors pour inverser la tendance, on fait l'inverse de ce qu'on ferait normalement. Normalement, on aurait essayé ben ben fort d'attirer votre attention. Mais pour faire l'inverse, on va essayer pas fort, pas fort. Encore moins fort que ça. Comme ça. Et c'est peut-être en essayant vraiment pas fort d'attirer votre attention qu'on va justement réussir à attirer votre attention. Ouh, ça c'est fort. Le 3 octobre, on inverse la tendance. Tout le monde vote. Un message d'Élections Québec.
Êtes-vous locataire à Montréal? Avez-vous des questions sur vos droits? Votre comité logement peut vous aider. Pour trouver le comité logement pour votre quartier ou pour plus de ressources, visitez le www.rclalq.qc.ca.
Thank you. Prison Radio Show est une émission radio avec des nouvelles pour les prisonnières et leurs alliés et familles. L'émission cherche à confronter l'invisibilité des prisons et la lutte des prisonnières en se concentrant sur la racine de l'incarcération, de la police et de la criminalisation. Nous sommes dédiés à des programmes qui collaborent directement avec des personnes actuellement incarcérées. Dans cet esprit, nous aimerions vous faire savoir qu'on a une ligne téléphonique pour les prisonnières et leurs amis et familles. Vous pouvez nous appeler Collect de la prison de Bordeaux et de la prison Rivière-des-Prairies en composant le numéro 514-876-3748. Encore une fois, c'est 514-876-3748 pour les appels Collect. On a aussi un numéro normal qui est 438-337-8423. N'hésitez pas à appeler ce numéro et à nous laisser un message avec des nouvelles à partager sur l'émission ou un message audio pour vos proches à l'intérieur.
Welcome to Modular Systems. My name is Cyan. I'll be here with you until 2 o'clock. We're kicking things off this week with Alien D.